Ragnar Nurska was born in 1907 in Estonia and died in 1959. After moving to the United States, he spent much of his career teaching at Columbia and Princeton universities. Nurkse belonged to the post-World War II development, which is sometimes called classical development economics. Along with thinkers such as W. Arthur Lewis, Albert Hirschman, Paul Rosenstein Rodin, Hans Singer, these individuals laid some of the foundations for modern development economics. Despite their differences, there are some common strands among these individuals. They tended to view development as a natural process, something that could come to developing nations if only the right background or right push or right momentum were in place. Nurkse's key idea is called the theory of balanced growth. It starts with a premise sometimes known as increasing returns to scale. That means if an economy has some growth, that helps it have further growth yet. So underdeveloped economies are viewed as being stuck in a kind of poverty trap, and what they need is some initial momentum, some initial forward motion, and then they will be able to build upon that progress and grow even further. In some ways, Nurkse was a precursor of later work by Paul Krugman and Jeffrey Sachs. Nurkse, however, also was very suspicious of what he called unbalanced growth, the notion that one sector of an economy or a small number of sectors would race far ahead of the others. He saw unbalanced growth as having less potential for this process of increasing returns to scale, growing prosperity, and subsequent momentum. Just to sum up some of his bottom lines, he saw many developing economies as stuck in a small market trap. That is, they are lacking momentum and unable to achieve growth simply by sitting around and waiting for it to happen. In Nurkse's view, growth builds upon itself, and government can, at least in principle, jumpstart this growth with acts of active investment. Nurkse's view is quite an optimistic one, at least provided the right policies are in place. He very much favored internal finance. He warned against the consequences of excess indebtedness, and he saw funding of investment through external debt as tending to lead to unbalanced growth and favoring the export sector unduly over other sectors in the economy. So he was actually skeptical of export-led growth. On these issues, internal finance and export skepticism, in some ways he turned out to be quite wrong. When the so-called third world debt crises came along, that was exactly what Nurkse had warned against. But export-led growth turned out to be more powerful and also more capable of leading to an ultimately balanced growth than Nurkse had seen at the time. Nurkse was not right about everything, but he still has a strong position as one of the leading and most influential development economists of the mid-20th century.